This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, February 28th. 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, if it seems like IFA got here in a hurry this year, the fact that it's already in the rearview mirror is an even more amazing thing for me to ponder. And this convention will go into my record book as one of the most momentous of the 26 or so that I've attended. Here are a couple of reasons why, not the least of which, my longtime wish to see my son Michael get into franchising has finally been realized. As he joined our team at FRM Solutions in November and joined us at the booth in Phoenix for his first IFA convention. More about that a little bit later. But another reason is that right next door to the FRM booth and just across the aisle from 919 Marketing's booth stood Zor Forum, making its debut at this year's IFA convention. As co-founders of Zor Forum, Graham Chapman and I both got quite a charge out of seeing Eric Mayers, Ashley Loza, and John Moreau, Jerry Henley, and John Francis manning the booth and making many new friends. And, as has become a tradition over the past couple of years, my Franchise Today microphone made the trip to convention and captured some 36 or so voices of franchising, expressing what IFA means to them. Some of these voices were first-timers, like my son Michael, but most are well-known franchise pros, and more than just a few are luminaries. So, that's our episode this week, The Many Voices of IFA, and we'll get right to it. But first, my thanks to Doug Wilmarth, president of Muya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Doug has had a lot of big brand and packaged goods experience preceding taking the helm as president at Muya, and he shared quite a bit of that experience with us here last week. Thank you once again, Doug. And another quick reminder to pay us a visit at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com, home to a growing body of content, blog posts, show notes, and a library comprised of hundreds of archived interviews with franchise wise men dating back more than a dozen years. Most importantly, too, please click on the Reviews tab and encourage others to find us and give us a listen. It'll be greatly appreciated. Now, a quick word here from our friends at FRM Solutions, and when I return, I'll present you the first segment of The Many Voices of IFA. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at FRMSolutions.com and order up a demo today. So, what do Frank Fiume, Nick Friedman, Eric Mayers, Rocco Fiorentino, Graham Chapman, Tim Courtney, Lauren Fisher, Ryan Hicks, Leanne Caruso, Ken Kenzaki, Omar Solomon, John Francis, Terry Braun, Ron Bender, Dave McDougall, and Therese Tilgen all have in common? Well, they're all featured in this first tranche of The Many Voices of IFA. Listen.
I'm Frank Fiume, founder of I9 Sports and founder of the Emerging Franchise Brands podcast. What the IFA means to me, it is all about relationships and connectivity. I have such a debt of gratitude to the IFA. I learned so much from being just the events and networking with people and just the absolute generous community of fellow franchisors.
Hey, this is Nick Friedman, co-founder of College Hunks, Hauling, Junk, and Moving. Been franchising for almost 20 years. We call it a 20-year overnight success. We just got awarded the IFA Entrepreneur of the Year Award. So grateful for the IFA, Stan Friedman's mentorship, and just excited to be here. The power of franchising is really special.
My name is Eric Mayers, CMO and partner at Zor Forum. What franchising means to me is community, is access, is connection. Without Zor Forum, without franchising as a whole, I don't know if I would be where I am today.
Hi, this is Rocco Fiorentino, President and CEO of Benetrends Financial out of Lansdale, PA. We've been a member of the IFA for 25 years now and have attended almost every convention that I can remember. And as a funding supplier to the IFA and to the franchise industry, it's really important for us to be here because this is where we meet so many of the franchisors, either the mature ones and certainly all the emerging franchisor brands that really do need partners in funding and a number of other things. So we're very fortunate to be part of the IFA. We're a preferred supplier, and we are happy to be at the International Franchise Association Convention.
I'm Graham Chapman with 919 Marketing and Zor Forum. IFA has meant everything to me. This is where I've met my franchise family. It's where I have encountered and developed relationships with so many mentors and guides who've helped me navigate this crazy franchising space. Love being part of the IFA community, proud to serve as a leader in this space. I'm looking forward to helping more people benefit from all that the International Franchise Association has to offer.
Tim Courtney, Vice President of Franchise Development at PureClean, Paramedics Property Damage, and the Chair of the IFA Membership Committee. I love the IFA. It has really been a great organization. Back in 2008, when I was a wet behind the ears franchise executive and knew nothing about this industry, I joined the Certified Franchise Executive Program, and that's where I met a lot of my friends and mentors today. Truly, IFA and the relationships I have made have really built me to be the franchise executive I am today, and I owe it all to my IFA membership, and I urge you all, if you're considering, to please join IFA.
I'm Lauren Fisher, CEO of Fish Consulting and 919 Marketing. What IFA means to me, I've been a member for about 18 years. IFA has varied in its importance to me in my career over that period of time. Initially, it really began as an educational opportunity to get smart on franchising, to really understand the business model so I could do better for my clients. And over time, it obviously became a business generator for my firm. But I still use IFA for educational purposes for my team. I actually rotate team members in every IFA that haven't been here before so that they can attend sessions so they learn and get smarter. And obviously, over the years, the government affairs work has been important too, to be not only knowledgeable of what we do in franchising and how we protect the business model, but for us to contribute to that through our efforts at the Hill. So that's what IFA means to me.
My name is Ryan Hicks, and I'm the CEO of Franchise Supplier Network. And to me, IFA is community. It is impact. It is a business model that helps lift people up. And I've seen the impact that it's had on people on every side of the business. Franchisees, franchisors, and suppliers, it's an incredible community.
Leanne Caruso, I'm a fractional marketing consultant with Hello CMO. I also co-founded Franchise Assembly, where we produce events for the franchise industry. What IFA means to me, I love the connections, the relationships, and really helping to build the franchise industry together with a phenomenal group of franchisors, franchisees, and suppliers.
I'm Ken Kanzaki. I'm with Charlie's Cheese Steaks and Wings in a director role of development. And the IFA, to me, means that I have cohorts, I have peers, I even have mentors that I can tap into to either help me evaluate what I'm doing already or validate the things that I'm doing well. And I think there are so many people in franchising, so many people that have already done what I'm attempting to do, that it's a great value to come to this event and be able to speak face-to-face with those individuals and get that versus Googling it online and trying to figure it out on my own.
My name is Omar Solomon. I am the co-founder of College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. We are a nationwide moving and junk removal franchise. We have over 200 franchise partners here at IFA. Extremely honored because we were given the Entrepreneur of the Year Award last night. And it was very humbling and gratifying because of franchising just being such a great way to build wealth and help people become better versions of themselves.
My name is John Francis. I'm a franchisee with Zor Forum. I run mastermind groups for franchisors, and I love it. What does IFA mean to me? IFA means family and friends and fun. We are here to learn, share, and celebrate franchising.
My name is Terry Braun. I'm the founder of Kiddo Kinetics. IFA to me is an organization that provides an infrastructure with so many qualified people that can support and help franchisees.
This is Dave McDougall, veteran franchisor, been involved with IFA for well over 20 years. What it means to me, not only is it all about the family of franchising, but also what the IFA does to help support and educate everyone on the value and benefits of the franchise business model, and then to protect the franchise business model.
My name is Therese Tilgen. I am co-founder and CEO of Franchise Update Media. This is my 38th International Franchise Association convention. The first one that I attended had about 200 people total. Now we're up to 4,000 people. Our claim to fame is that we are the longest contiguous supplier that has attended the IFA. We are the only company that has been here every year since we started as a supplier with an exhibit booth. So that speaks to a number of different points, right? That when you're a supplier, you have to really go into franchising with your eyes wide open and make sure you have good products and services to provide this growing, beautiful audience we all love.
Hi, this is Scott Perry. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for Unleashed Brands. My job as the Chief Financial Officer is to help make sure that our company, as well as our franchisees, have the capital and have the needs from a financial perspective that they need to operate their businesses effectively and efficiently. And the IFA has been tremendously important to me over the last 15 years because it's helped me learn and grow about franchising and given me the opportunity to give back.
I'm Ron Bender. I'm here at IFA representing the VetFran program and encouraging franchisors and suppliers to get involved to encourage franchise ownership by military veterans and also employment of veterans by franchisors. What a terrific opportunity here at IFA to meet all my franchise family and my franchise friends, reconnect, and spread the good word. Having a great time here in Phoenix.
Hi, my name is Ralph Yaruso. I am a franchise consultant with IFPG. Also do some fractional chief development work for a company called Victory Lane Quick Lube. I've been involved with the IFA for the better part of 20 years, serving on various committees, Franchisee Forum, Franchisor Forum, and most recently, the VetFran Committee. So very passionate about serving and trying to give back and pay it forward. So I've enjoyed my career as a franchisee, a franchisor, and now working with those others, coaching them and mentoring them as they begin their franchise journey.
Yeah, my name is Josh Wall, and I serve as the Chief Growth Officer for Unleashed Brands. Unleashed Brands is a platform company of seven different youth enrichment brands where we help kids to learn, play, and grow. We've been faithful members of the IFA since I joined the company 5 years ago, and I've been a part of the IFA since 2006. Why it matters to me is because this is the perfect place to gather leaders from across the industry that are all focused on helping to give back and help other franchisors learn from the mistakes that we've all made. I've been a recipient of a lot of that wisdom from those who have gone before me, and now I'm now at a place in my career where I fortunately get a chance to serve and give more of that time back, and I love doing it.
I'm Mike Kelly. I'm the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships with Atmosphere TV. We're the guys who founded Chive TV, if you might be familiar. IFA is important to me. This is a really great opportunity to come and see a lot of the folks who've been using our service for some time and getting some face time with them. Obviously, from the COVID years to now, having this opportunity in a setting like this to be able to see a lot of people at one time was becoming increasingly rare during that time. So now it's nice to see a lot of the folks we work with, people that we've talked to in the past, people that we continue to work with and working with in the future, sitting in at round tables and learning the problems that a lot of people are having. And it's been great so far, half a day and a half in or so. Definitely a great group of folks to be around and a great event for everybody involved.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code FRANCHISE, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code FRANCHISE to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Still to come, James Franks, Cordell Riley, Carolyn and Charles Thurston, Michael Friedman, Aslam Khan, Marty Welch, Andrew Side, Red Boswell, Danny Mormino, Ashley Loza, Dave Crowley, and more, much, much more. Let's go.
Hi, my name is James Franks. I'm Vice President of Franchising at Unleashed Brands. And what I love about the IFA is I've been coming to the IFA for over 23 years. Not only the content and the knowledge that we learn, but the relationships we form. I get to network with great friends, meet new friends, and learn about the franchise industry. Thank you.
Cordell Riley, COO with Big B Coffee. Franchising, it's a beautiful model that still boggles my mind how hidden it is and how unknown it is. Puts people in business for themselves, but not by themselves. Yes, that's a cliche, but yes, it is very, very true. It's a very broad sector, too. Yes, fast food, and I absolutely love fast food, but it can be health care, it can be pet care, it can be senior care. In addition, it's a beautiful model. And when I think about what it can do to really transform lives, break generational gaps, it's a powerful model that more and more people need to know about and be exposed to.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Thurston, founder and CEO of Wisdom Senior Care. I'm really excited to share what the IFA means to me. The IFA was the first educational resource that my husband and I found when we started researching franchising. And you know what's interesting? We just put in the words franchising and the IFA came up. And we came to this event, and this was our very first event. And Stan, actually, you were the first person we met besides Robert Crisanti. And you guys just made us feel so welcome, introduced us to so many people who are still now mentors to us. So we found those mentors that can really help, and they're continuing to help us grow our business. That was in 2017.
And who's now on the board of directors of the
IFA? Oh my gosh, I'm doing a second term. Can you believe that? And that was really awesome too, because they talk about diversity here, but not just in color, but also size. And I think it's great that they allow a voice of an emerging franchisor that does not have 100 units, but is at 11 units to be another voice that can be heard in the room.
Hi, I'm Ron Feldman. I am a franchise finance person as well as a franchise consultant, and IFA is part of my DNA. I have been involved for 20 years, and the IFA is the single best place for you to drink from a fire hose, get content, and meet your franchise family.
Michael Friedman here with FRM Solutions. If the name sounds familiar, it's because I'm Stan Friedman's kid. This is my first IFA. I've been in software sales for many years, and he's been trying to get me to catch the bug and get into franchising, and this is the time. So happy to be here. The overarching thing that I've noticed in my time here in Phoenix has been just community. Very, very close-knit. Seeing people that going back with my dad as long as I've been alive is pretty eye-opening. And hearing the success stories and just the tales that everybody's had going down the road together has been really, really cool. So happy to be in this community. Happy to be here, and many more IFAs to come. But very much looking forward to growing in this world.
My name is Aslam Khan, and by the way, I am Sam's friend too. And I've been in IFA for 25 years, and I love it. I learn a lot of ins and outs about business. And most importantly, networking was invaluable for me all these years. And then now that I got a little bit older and know a lot more, I can help others that the newcomer to IFA, and also come here to meet all the old friends. So I enjoy it. Nothing better than coming to IFA conferences and their meetings. Thank you, Stan.
So my name is David Kirchen. I am the founder of Master Messaging, and we're a sales consultancy that helps our clients unlock the hidden value of their products and services. And the reason that I love IFA is I can find more franchises to help unlock that hidden value in the way that they communicate with their prospects and customers, and also to show them how to build relationships with other businesses for referrals and leads.
Hello, my name is Mike Herrera. I'm the co-founder and president of a brand called Coolview Glass and Surface Solutions, based out of Marietta, Georgia, here at the IFA event here in 2024. And what does IFA mean to me? A wealth of knowledge, a good amount of people here that with a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, a lot of good insights, a lot of things to share in regards to best practices. So I find this to be very rewarding to be part of this group of professionals.
Hi, my name is Andrew Side. I'm a senior consultant with MSA Worldwide. We're a consulting firm and working with franchisors. The firm has been members of the IFA since the beginning, and the IFA is really, really meaningful to me because it supports an industry that really helps build, I think, what the engine of this country is, a small business. And without the leadership of the IFA and the members that have been here, we'd be in a tough spot. I think that I've never seen an industry where its members are so passionate about the business model, and so I think the IFA really nurtures that.
This is Marty Welch. I'm the owner and founder of Martin Franchise Consultants, which is a consultancy based in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm here at the IFA in Phoenix because even though I've been in this industry for 32 years, you can never stop learning and engaging with folks. And it's a tremendous opportunity to learn and to meet people that can educate you on everything that it has to do with franchising. Technology has come a long way and we need to grow. And the IFA helps myself grow as well as other brands grow.
Red Boswell, president of IFPG and FranchiseWire.com. Having a blast changing lives through franchising. Why do I love the IFA? Well, the IFA is the mecca. The event is the mecca for franchise professionals. If you're in franchising, you're here. If you're a supplier, if you're a franchisor, you're here. Not necessarily Z's, although there's great value there as well. So I love the IFA because they are protecting our way of life in franchising, guiding us, protecting us, and educating us.
Hi, I'm Daniel Mormino. I'm co-founder and SVP of the Professional Employer Organization for Franchises, Infinity HR. IFA matters to us is because we created the first PEO for franchises by looking at solutions with suppliers to learn what we do well, what we can do better. And we were able to create this model for franchises that never existed before. IFA provided us lifelong relationships and gave us the opportunity to serve as some of the most innovative brands throughout the world. We would not be where we are today if it wasn't for the IFA and their commitment to continuous education and factual objective content for all their members.
Hi, my name is Ashley Loza, co-founder of Blue Maven Franchise Solutions. And IFA is important to me because it allows franchising to stay strong by protecting, enhancing, and promoting through smarter franchising. And that is what Blue Maven is all about.
Dave Crowley with A&W Restaurants in Lexington, Kentucky. Do franchise recruitment and real estate for A&W. And the IFA, wow, It's been a long relationship for me with the IFA. What I value most, I believe, is education, and that comes from sessions, but I would say more importantly, the friends and colleagues that I've met over the last 25 years or so, this conference. So I enjoy, again, catching up and learning each and every time I come.
My name is Charles Thurston. I am with Wisdom Senior Care. I am the COO of the brand. And what does IFA mean to me? IFA is just an awesome collection of people that have wealth, knowledge to empower into new people at the beginning when they're first learning about franchising. And the beautiful part about it, they don't, as long as you can be able to come and show that you're open, they're willing to share that knowledge. And the most important is taking that knowledge and putting it to work. That way they see the fruit. And my good friend that I'm sitting beside, Mr. Stan Freeman, he's just been awesome because that's what he did for my wife and I. And we're so grateful to be able to now teach our franchisees the same thing. We have a franchisee of the year here with us. And the knowledge, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the information that she's seen has just opened her eyes and allows you to be able to expand your vision to share and grow with others to create more legacy. Because two things we have to do in this United States is protect franchises and businesses, because they don't get it. They need to be able to understand we have the power to be able to change lives in a better way.
Well, that about does it for today. No shortage of love or appreciation expressed in this episode, for sure. And as I mentioned at the top, this convention was really special for me, having my son Michael joining the FRM business. You know how every week I quip about how we don't find franchising, it finds us. Well, no exception here. Since his high school days, I've tried encouraging a level of entrepreneurial interest, but Michael did not bite. No, it took 10 years of software sales experience to get him to a place where now the time is right to bring that experience to FRM Solutions. Yes, it finds us when we're ready. Next week, I'll be welcoming my Q1 Rising Star of Franchising when we're joined by Aaliyah Alston, founder, CEO, and franchisor of Icebox Cryotherapy Studios. Until then, please remember to hit the website at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com to leave a review or make guest suggestions. Until next time, I'm Stan Friedman wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.